We are supernatural people. We are not just regular people. We are supernatural people. Hallelujah. God created us and God made us and God called us and God put something powerful on the inside of us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And I'm going to speak this morning for as long as the Holy Ghost. No, I'm not going to speak. The Holy Ghost is speaking. I have nothing to say. Hallelujah. But he does. Unstoppable faith. Just turn your Bible over to Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. The burden which Habakkuk the prophet did see, O Lord, how long shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear, even cry out unto thee of violence, and thou wilt not save? Why dost thou show me iniquity, and cause me to behold grievance, and for spoiling and violence are before me, and there are that raise up strife and contention? Therefore the law is slacked, and judgment does never go forth, for the wicked compass about the righteous. Therefore, wrong judgment proceeds. Have you ever felt like that? I have. Have you ever felt like, God, did you just kick me to the curb and forget all about me? What's going on here? It looks like the righteous are going under and the unrighteous are prevailing. I am fortunate and blessed to be able to work and live under the anointing of Pastor Paul Tabano and be married to him and work with him and live under the anointing. And all those of us that work in this church and for this church are privileged to be able to work in a godly environment. But most of you work in an ungodly environment on a daily basis in a world that's filled with wickedness and perversion and darkness and evil. And sometimes we feel like unrighteousness is prevailing, but that is not true. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
God is God, and he's not going to be outshined and undone. He's the God of heaven and earth, and he's got you right in the palm of his hand. And you can shine right where you are in a dark place. You're a person that lives by faith. We don't live by our emotions and our feelings. We don't live by the situation and the darkness and the unrighteousness that's around us. The Bible says in four places in the Word of God that the just live by faith. Say, the just live by faith. Do we live by a goosebump? That was weak.
No.
Do we live by our emotions?
No.
Do we live by our intellect?
No.
Do we live out of our thoughts? Do we live by what's going on in the world?
No.
It's getting weaker. How do we live?
By faith.
We live by faith. And so Habakkuk was calling out to God here, as I'm sure many of you do on a daily basis, and we do. But we don't go by how dark it looks and what the world's saying. We're not from this world. We are not citizens of democracy. We are citizens of theocracy. We are citizens of a kingdom, and a kingdom has a king. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And when we live by what we see, what we feel, what we know, then we're living by our intellect, and we're living out of our soul, and we're living out of our emotions. And if that's where we live, then every time, say every time, we're going to get into trouble. But if we walk and live the just, we are the just. And this is what I say. I just live by faith. The just live by faith. Not by what it feels like. Not by what it looks like. Not by what the doctor says. Not by what the lawyer says. Not by what the media says. Not by what the financial Wall Street and stock market says. We don't live there. I'm saying this morning that the just live by faith. We've been made to live in unstoppable faith. If we live by our thoughts, our intellect cannot control Satan. I don't care if you have a PhD and 27 other degrees. You cannot control the demon imps and the darkness of this world and Satan and Lucifer himself and every demon horde that he controls by our intellect, by our education, by our natural thought process. There's only one way and one way alone that the devil is put under our feet on a daily basis, and it's through the Word of God and through the blood of Jesus Christ. As God sent Jesus, and Jesus said to the devil, it is written.
Amen.
Word in, word out. Good in, good out. Intellect cannot control the world, cannot control your situation, cannot control and heal your body, cannot control and change things on your job. It can't change our family. It can't even change us. There's only one thing that can change us, and that is Jesus Christ, hallelujah, crucified and glorified. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So Habakkuk was saying this, and then I love this verse 5. God answered him. Hallelujah. Do you know that the Word of God says in 1 John 5:14-15 that we come with this confidence when we pray? We don't just pray a little menial, mamby-pamby, pancake, marshmallow, whispering, I hope, throw up 5 Hail Marys and what else, I don't know. We pray with confidence, not confidence in me, not confidence in you, not confidence in our prayer and how eloquently we pray. God doesn't care about our eloquence. Nothing moves God but faith. Our tears don't move God, although it's very moving when we feel and sense the anointing. Our tears don't move God. Our body structure, and if we're attractive or unattractive or whatever we are, that doesn't move God. Our begging and our pleading and our stomping our feet, our pounding and getting angry, that doesn't move God. Nothing moves God but faith. Our need never moves God. People don't like to hear that, but it's too bad. It's just tough. The Holy Ghost is preaching this morning, and this is what he's saying. Our need does not move God. God is not moved by your need or my need. He's moved by one thing alone, and the word says what it is. God is moved by faith. We are people of faith, and faith is what is evident in what we don't see. That's what it says in Hebrews in chapter 1. Faith is the evidence, hallelujah, of things not yet seen. We're still believing, we're still walking, we're still confessing, we're still saying. Habakkuk was falling apart here and saying, what's going on, God? I don't get it. God's not moved by our need. He's moved by our faith. Can you say faith?
Faith.
The just live by
faith.
Faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah for speaking to us this morning. In verse 5, God answers him. Just like it says in 1 John 5:14-15, we have this confidence when we pray. Confidence in his word. Confidence in his blood. Confidence in that there's a God who rules this earth and rules our life. Confidence that there's 3 witnesses in heaven. The word, the blood, and the spirit. Confidence that he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the earth. This is the confidence that we have when we pray, that he not only hears us, it says in 1 John, but that he answers us. Hallelujah. And I said it before, we get tripped up when it comes to time. And we say, he didn't hear me. Yes, he did. Faith and time have nothing to do with each other. When we are faith people and we walk by faith and not by sight, the Bible says we don't go by what we see. We walk by faith. It's a life of discipline. It's a life of, just like you're a soldier in the army of God. The discipline, the structure, the rank, the order, the obedience to God. We must obey him, church, in this last hour like never before. You could be turning down a street and the Spirit of God might say to you, don't go down there. And you might say, well, why? I don't know why. But God's saying, don't go down there. And before you know it, there might have been an accident on that street. We live a life of discipline, a life of structure, a life of obedience, and we have confidence in God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
That not only does he hear us, but he answers us. 14 years, a little girl named Betty Baxter, who was blind and crippled and all curled up, couldn't talk, couldn't see, didn't have a mind, didn't even have a proper brain in her skull. And her mother and father got a word in the Word of God that Jesus is a healer. And they stood 14 years on that scripture. Every day they said, Betty, you're the healed of the Lord. And every single birthday, they sang happy birthday and bought her a new dress for her new size for that year and new shoes and things to go with it. That's faith. Amen. Amen. 14 years, at 14-year-old birthday, the Spirit of God came into their house. It's a documented miracle that doctors have documented. They have long gone on to be with the Lord. Her, the mom, the father, and Betty, who preached until she was way into her 80s. The crippled, blind, emaciated child that laid in a bed like this. And then Jesus showed up because her parents didn't quit and didn't give up. Time has nothing to do with your faith. Faith is eternal. God is eternal. God's not looking at his watch saying, I'm running out of time. I better give him an answer and send him a miracle. God is saying, how long will you hold on to the word of truth? When I return, he said to Peter, will I find faith in the earth? He's not looking for our cuteness. He's not looking for our need. He's not looking at anything that we might say or do other than the word of God. And Jesus came into that little house in that miracle, in a cloud, appeared in that living room. And the parents, the mother had so much faith. She said, Jesus is coming at 3:00 today. If you want to see a miracle, bring your cameras to my house and God's going to show up and heal my daughter because she had a word from God. Has God given you a word? Has God given you a promise? Has God given you a vision? What are you doing with it? What are you doing about it? Are you decreeing it out of your mouth and doing what God did in Romans 4:17, where he called what's not as though it were? Summon with authority that vision, that dream, that thing that you're holding on and believing God to see every day. Say every day. At 3:00 in the afternoon that Sunday, it happened to be a Sunday, the cloud came in that place. There's a cloud in this place today. There's a healing, anointing of the glory of God. The Holy Ghost is preaching not only to this room, but to those that are around this world through this message, that there shall be a shift in the anointing and people will begin to walk by faith and not by sight. That little girl, the bones began to crack. The cameras caught it. They heard the cracking and creaking of the bones. Hallelujah. The mother had brought her in a wheelchair into the living room. And she just creaked and cracked and began to get up straight. And then Jesus spoke out of the cloud. Now listen to this because it's just absolutely mind-blowing. And our natural mind needs to be blown away so that we will have the mind of Christ. After 14 years of standing on the word and believing God on a daily basis, Jesus still gave that little girl a command. He said, Betty, get up and walk. A voice came out of that cloud, and she stood up out of that wheelchair all by herself, could see, could talk, could walk normal, and walked across the room to the cloud, and the cloud disappeared. A documented miracle. Don't give up. Don't quit. We have a God that not only hears us when we pray, he answers us when we pray. It might not look like he's answering you today. You might not think he's answering you today. It might feel like it's much, much worse today than it was yesterday. I've been there. We've been there many, 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 many times. But we stand on what the Word of God says, because why would we listen to the devil? And why would we listen to a demon? And why would we listen to a symptom? And why would we listen to a suggestion and an accusation against our God and his word just because something seems like it's taking such a long time? God answers Habakkuk, and he says here in verse 5, hallelujah. Look around you, Habakkuk, replied the Lord, among the nations, and see and be astonished. Look around you, church body, look around you, those that are listening by CD or watching. Look around you, replies the Lord, among the nations, and see, and be astonished, astounded, for I am putting into effect a work in your days such that you would not believe it if it were told you. That's what God's saying to us through the Holy Spirit this morning. That's what he woke me up with when I was praying to preach. And I said, Holy Ghost, what do you want? He said, this is what I want to say. This is what the Holy Ghost is saying to you today. He's going to astound you. Hallelujah. It's going to be wild like the song that you're singing. It's a song in season, son. And that worship team is a worship team in season. You're singing heaven songs. You're singing God's songs. You're singing prophetic songs. Hang on. It's going to be wild and it's going to be great. What's the rest of the words? Going to be wild. Going to be great. Going to be full of him. Hallelujah. What else do we need? What else do we want? It's all about Jesus anyway. Come on, somebody give him a shout of praise. Somebody needs to shout this morning before you see the breakthrough. Come on, shout like you already have the answer right now. Just stand up on your feet, as a matter of fact, and shout to God, because God's bringing the walls down. Woo! He's going to astound us. Hallelujah. He's going to astonish us. Hallelujah. We're going to step back and say, woo! Hallelujah. Whoa! What a God we serve. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. May be seated. Go a couple more minutes and stop when he stops, because it's him that's preaching today. Habakkuk chapter 2, turn over there. I said that we're speaking the word of unstoppable faith. You can't be stopped by symptoms and people and demons and thoughts and all manner of things in the world. We're believing God. There's going to be a great wealth transfer. Amen. There's no less money in the world than there ever was. It's all a big lie. We're going to have a great wealth transfer. Did you hear what I said? God's not surprised about anything. Hallelujah. What did he say? He said, the gold is mine, Patty. He said, the silver is mine. We have nothing to worry about. All we do is give him our tithe in love and devotion, sow our seed, our time, our talent, our treasure. We lay it up in a heavenly account. I'm telling you, it's going to be so astonishing on some of you and astounding. There's business people in this room right now that you're going to go running up and down your house screaming like I did yesterday when I opened up that doctor's report. It's going to be astonishing and astounding. How do we know? Because he said it right here in his word that it would be. Amen. Come on, shout to God. Don't forget to pull on your heavenly account. Brother Shuttlesworth was sent here by the Lord. He's a prophet and a mighty evangelist. And he said God told him this church was a gift of faith to the world. You are a gift of faith to the world. Your faith, you're sowing, you're praying, you're seeding, you're planting the heavens. Do you think for one moment or second in time that you could plant the heavens with word and plant the heavens with money and time and service and with prayer and not have heaven, as they're singing, open up and have the rain fall down upon us so that much we are not even able to contain it? Is that not what the word says? What does it say? Pay your tithe. Don't slack off because you're afraid of gas prices and the economy. Never back up and slack off into the system of this Babylonian system, this world system that's trying to take God out of everything. The Babylonian system in the Bible represented a nation and a citizenship without God. They're trying to take him out of school. They're trying to take him off the networks. They're trying to take him out of our hearts. They're trying to take him out of the churches. No preaching about the blood. No preaching about the cross. Come on, what kind of a lame church are you going to have if you're not speaking about the cross of Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ and this book and some just little social gospel? We don't live in the Babylonian system, church. We live in our commonwealth, the Bible says, is in heaven. That's where we came from. And I'm encouraging you this morning. No, I'm not. The Holy Ghost is encouraging you this morning that there's going to be a great wealth transfer. Well, how's it going to happen? I don't know. Let me ask you a question. Why did the Red Sea recede? It says in Psalm 114. I'm all over the place, but I'm not. He is. I'm following the Holy Ghost. Psalm 114. Read it sometime. Very interesting psalm. It says the Red Sea receded. It says it saw. Well, actually, let's just go over there for a minute. I didn't forget about Habakkuk. We're following Holy Ghost. He's preaching to us today. I'm getting blessed. Are you? We're going to take two things to heaven, souls and our family. So you may as well be wild and radical. I'm telling you, everything was fair game in my house. There was no such thing as my room is private. I didn't even let them shut their bedroom doors. There was no such thing that things were not. I was like the CSI investigation team all by myself. Every drawer, thank God there was no texting and there was no emailing, and then God forbid there was no cell phones. I'm telling you, parents, wake up. I'm not kidding. Girls used to call the house. I'd say, hi, hello. Yes, is James or is Paul there? Oh, who are you? Oh, I'm Susie Q. Are you born again? No, I'm not. Don't call here again. Bye. I don't know how I got over here, but there's a reason. You got to know where your kids are. You got to know what they're doing. They're tricky little things. Man, they are tricky. Don't be manipulated by the little cute smile and their eyelashes batting at you. You got to be a Holy Ghost person. You got to be a faith person. You got to know and hear what's going on in your house and in your family. Don't go by what they're saying to you and telling you. I used to say to them, I don't care what you're telling me right now. You're lying to me. It's not the truth. I know what goes on by what I live with. The Holy Ghost in here is kicking up a fuss and telling me where you were yesterday. Come on, we're faith people. We're not regular people. We're God people. We are one-third God, body, soul, and spirit. He lives in us. And thank God for it. And we can train our intellect. We can train our emotions. We can train the other part of us that's soulish to be like God. So that will be two-thirds God. That sounds good to me. Hallelujah. And then the body will have to follow along and walk around totally healed. That number totally normal. Hallelujah. Psalm 114. You thought I forgot, but the Holy Ghost is preaching. He doesn't forget anything. He knows everything. Pray and intercede for your children and say, where are they? What are they doing? What should I do with them? How can I help them, Lord? We wouldn't want to be a child in this day and age. We wouldn't want to be a teenager in this day and age. We wouldn't want to be a young adult in this day and age. It's perverse. It's perverse, and parents are asleep. Wake up and know the season and the time that you're in and get on the wall. Husbands, wives, if you're a single parent, that's okay. You got God on your side. And run on that wall and fight for your family with everything that is within you. And say, I'm going to heaven, and so are you, whether you want to or not. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, shout to God right now. Psalm 114. He's the God that parted the Red Sea. Look what it says here. When Israel came forth out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of a strange language, Judah, praise, became God's sanctuary, the holy place of his habitation, and Israel, his dominion. We're talking about a wealth transfer. We're talking about a supernatural God. We're talking about being people that are faith people. The just shall live by faith, not normal people, not regular people, but supernatural people, so that the world sees something on us that they're attracted to and they say, what is it? Who is it? What do you have? I need some. Give me some. Where can I get it? Hallelujah. Verse 3, the Red Sea looked. Imagine that. That was water. The Red Sea looked and fled, Amplified says. In the King James, it says the sea saw it. And the Holy Ghost said to me, what did the sea see? What did the sea see? It saw the glory of the Lord. It saw people that were different. It saw a pillar of fire that kept them warm on the cold nights. It saw the cloud of his presence that protected them from the heat of the day. Hallelujah. We serve a great and mighty God. The sea fled. The Jordan River was turned back. And then the mountains skipped like rams, the little hills like lambs. What ails you, O Red Sea, that you flee? What's in your life that's like a Red Sea this morning? The just live by faith. We don't live by sight. We don't live by looking at the sea. We don't live by the temporal. We live by the eternal. Whatever it is that you're facing this morning, if it's a mountain, the Bible says, and you have a mustard seed of faith, you're a faith person. When you receive Christ as the Savior, your Savior, faith came to live on the inside of you. You can add to that faith. You can allow that faith to grow. Faith can come and faith can go. Can you say amen? Amen. And we need to feed our faith. What did the sea see? It says the mountains skip like rams. Goodbye, mountains. And the little hills like lambs. Goodbye. The Bible says if you have faith as a mustard seed, you could what? But what do you have to do first? You could what? You could say to the mountain. You could speak to the mountain. And it'll have to move when you speak the word of God. The mountains skip like rams, the little hills like lambs. What ails you, O Red Sea, that you flee, and O Jordan River, that you turn back? Can you imagine? The Red Sea was afraid of what it saw. It saw God. It saw faith people. It saw people that were not afraid to come out from the world system. It saw people that were one time slaves. I'm talking about a great wealth transfer. They had nothing for over 400 years, generation after generation after generation of poverty and lack and want and slavery. What did the sea see? It saw people who came out with all the gold of Egypt and all the silver and all the jewelry. Read it in the word. They didn't come out slaves. They didn't come out poor. They came out possessing everything that their enemy had. Now it belonged to them. I'm telling you, there's a great wealth transfer coming. You're faithful in your tithing. You're faithful in your giving. You're faithful in your praying. You're faithful in your time and talent and treasure. Keep it up. You don't know how something's going to be transferred into your bank account. They didn't know what they were going to do when they got to the Red Sea. They just knew they were following Moses, and Moses was following God. We're following Pastor Paul as he follows God. Hallelujah. And then we follow the anointing of God, and we follow the word of God. And because they obeyed and they followed, they came out with all the wealth that their enemies possessed. That's a good place to shout hallelujah. Woo! You mountains that skip like rams, and you little hills, you see, that's how you have to see them. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of God, O Jacob, who turned the rock. Come on, how can you even turn a rock into a pool of water? And the flint into a fountain of waters. Who do we serve here? We're serving God. Hallelujah. He's God Almighty. He's God all by himself. Hallelujah. He's the God of the universes. He's the God that created you. And he put in you something awesome. He put in you a spirit of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just going to read these scriptures and then I'm going to close. Habakkuk 2, 1 to 4. Go back there. The Holy Ghost didn't forget about the fact that the just live by faith. Four places the word says this. Habakkuk 2, 1 to 4. Are you getting something this morning? Yes. Habakkuk saying, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. I'm a watch to see what God will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. He didn't quit. He didn't give up. He stood on his watch. He stayed diligent. And then the Lord answered and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tables that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry. Wait for it. Say, wait for it. Because it will surely come and will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. But, let's say it together, the just shall live by his faith. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Let it rain, Lord, let it rain. Let it rain, Lord, let it rain. Jamie, do you remember the day I came in your office and I was crying? And I said to you, son, this thing with these hives on your father, they got to go now. They're horrible. It's overwhelming. He can't sleep. He's itchy all the time. This is from the pit of hell. Please agree with me, son, that these things go and never come back. Do you remember that day? And I cried and I felt really overwhelmed. And you looked at me and you said, Mom, they're only a molehill. The Bible says that these mountains will become like a molehill if you have faith and you say, From that day on, there was a diminishing in the symptoms of those hives until they were gone and have never come back. Come on, give God some praise. We have to train our children in the ways of the Lord and how precious they turn around and they minister to us. Hebrews 10. Thank you, James. Hebrews 10, 35. Do not therefore fling away your fearless confidence, for it carries a great and glorious compensation of reward. Did you hear that? Great and glorious compensation of reward, a recompense. For you have need of steadfast patience and endurance, so that you may perform and fully accomplish the will of God. We're waiting in patience, church. And while we're waiting, God is changing us and making us into the vessel he wants us to be. That's what the waiting is all about. And thus receive and carry away and enjoy to the full what is promised. See it? Receive and carry it away and enjoy it. For still a little while, a very little while, and the coming one will come, and he will not delay. But the just, say the just, shall live by faith. There it is again. Turn over to Romans 1, 17 to 19. What do we live by, church?
Faith.
Come on, you can do better than that.
Faith.
Even better.
Faith.
We live by faith. If you can't shout here, we're all together and under the anointing and inspired by the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is preaching, then what are we going to do when we're alone and there's some kind of thing breathing down our neck? We need to shout, hallelujah. Romans 1, 17 to 19. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. You're so precious. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed, faith to faith, that as is written, the just shall live by faith. Now look at the Amplified if you have it. For in the gospel, a righteousness which God ascribes is revealed. You see, in the word, in the gospel. Both springing forth from faith, leading to faith, disclosed through the way of faith that arouses to more faith. As it is written, the man who through faith is just and upright shall live and shall live how?
By faith.
By faith. Go over to Galatians 3. And then we're going to close. Four places. Do you think it's important that God is trying to get a message across to the people of God? How we live? We don't live by our feeling, our emotion, our mind, our thoughts, our body, our symptoms, what somebody else said, what religious television says, what the news media says, what our neighbor says, what our parents have said, what religion says. We live by faith. Galatians 3, verse 9. So then, those who are people of faith, are we people of faith?
Yes.
Are blessed, say blessed.
Blessed.
And made happy, say happy.
Happy.
And favored, say favored.
Favored.
By God.
By God.
As partners, say a partner. In fellowship with the believing and trusting Abraham. Hallelujah. And verse 11. Now it is evident that no person is justified and declared righteous and brought into right standing with God through the law. For the scripture says, the man in right standing with God, the just, the righteous, shall live by and out of what?
Faith.
Come on, better.
Faith.
Let them hear it around the world when they hear it.
Faith.
And he who through and by faith is declared righteous and in right standing with God shall live. I'm reading the King James. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. Stand your feet this morning. Hallelujah.